all have calls to action on our website, don't we? Whether it's to purchase something, or whether it's to complete an inquiry form, or sign up for a newsletter. Whatever the case, we all try and incorporate calls to action into our site. And there is a lot of good advice out there about how to create good calls to action. But part of the problem that we have when it comes to calls to action is that people can be in a passive frame of mind when they're viewing your site. They can be in a consumption frame of mind, where they're there to consume rather than act. And so it's quite important to find a way to move them from that passive state to an active state. Also, some calls to action involve quite a big commitment. For example, purchasing from an e-commerce site is a big commitment because you have to part with your valuable cash. So what you need to incorporate in your site is a way of moving the user from that passive, low commitment state all the way through to completing a call to action. And that might involve a number of steps. So for example, it might be that their first step might be to post a comment on the blog. And then from there, they might bookmark the site because they want to come back and see it on another occasion. And from there, they might decide your content is valuable enough to subscribe to your RSS feed. From there, sign up for your newsletter. And from there, eventually place an order. So you see that there's a kind of escalation in the level of activeness. But I think too many of us on our websites kind of go in for the kill as soon as somebody arrives on the site with their call to action without first establishing the groundwork and slowly guiding the person towards the call to action that you want them to complete. And this is something the salespeople have known for a long time. There is a very definite process that a user passes through before they're ready to make a purchase. And we need to accommodate that in the way that we design our sites. So think about your website, think about your call to action, and ask yourself, are there smaller little steps that I can encourage someone to take part in first of all, to build them up towards your main call to action? Chances are there probably are.